K105.3 is WDKHM FM and WDKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. It's time for the Football Frenzy Game of the Week. Tonight, Manchester visits Michigan Center. This evening's game is being brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, County National Bank, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, XL Staffing, Able Heating and Cooling, Over the Edge, The Hunt Club, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Hills Heart of the Lakes Golf Course, Your Premier Properties, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, Brembo, Andy's Pizza, The Restore, Double Chiropractic, Trips Auto Shop, and Trips Ceramic Pro, East Jackson Community Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab, Penn Chiropractic, Midwest Vehicle Group, Tri-County Water, and Modern Waste. Now, let's go to the press box for the call of tonight's game. Here's Captain Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Michigan Center High School on homecoming night for another high school football frenzy here on K105.3. It's the Michigan Center Cardinals homecoming night hosting the Manchester Flying Dutchman. Brian, Andy's Pizza, one of our sponsors. That was your pregame meal?
I did. A little ham and onion Andy's. And for those who have had ham and onion Andy's, know how tasty that is.
That's no shortage of ham either.
No, absolutely.
A lot of pigs had to die to make that happen.
Andy's cake on the toppings. I love it.
They do. They definitely. You get your money's worth every time at Andy's Pizza. And you get your money every time when you go to a great high school football game in the Cascades Conference. As GOC would call it, the Rugged Cascades. And I think we're in for a rugged one tonight. At least that's the style of play from the Manchester Flying Dutchman. The visiting Dutch come into this game 3-2 overall, but that's three straight wins after losing their first two, and they lost to Clinton in an opening game. Clinton, a very good program. And they lost to Addison, who we're seeing as the records start to settle in the Cascades Conference. We're seeing that Addison looks like they're going to be near the top.
Yeah, well, here it's week six, and whenever you have a week six Manchester-Michigan Center game for the last 25 years, you would think that has conference implications and playoff implications. And for Center, I guess, at this point, maybe you're just trying to spoil some Manchester plans at what they might have a playoff shot still. But and then Manchester's fighting, so should be a good one.
I agree. Cardinals, we watched them last week, and they lost at Grass Lake 21-14. But we mentioned all the good things about Grass Lake, how they hadn't scored less than 48 points in any of their games. And generally, they scored more than that. Something like 207-56. They've been outscoring opponents. And Michigan Center held them to 21 and almost had enough to beat them. It was a really classic game out there in the rain last week. And here we have a little bit better weather tonight. But Michigan Center still trying to turn that corner and turn things around on their season. Maybe, you know, you're playing for pride a little bit. So even if the playoffs are out of your reach, or it looks like they are, you still got something to play for.
Yeah, you're playing for a winning record. You're playing to spoil Manchester's plans. And it's homecoming. You're playing for all these fans that came out, and I'm seeing some signs for a class of 72 and, you know, some people that have been around for a while here in Michigan Center. So you're playing for them as well.
Including you and I, a couple of long time Michigan Center grads. But, yeah, just a great atmosphere around here these days. They've got one of the coolest features of any school in the area. Area is that big Cardinal tunnel that they get to run through before every game. It's always very cool. Well, let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and look a little more closely at what we got upcoming. The Michigan Center Cardinals hosting the Manchester Flying Dutch on K105.3's Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Brian Haynes in the press box, the Tony Horner press box, and we were talking about that a little bit at Grass Lake. Tony Horner was, Tony Horner Jr. My baseball coach when I was about 8 years old, and his dad used to umpire games, and he came by and he gave us some tips one day at practice, and ever since then, he was always this larger-than-life figure, and then when I got to that, he was doing you know, he's calling all the action, all the Cardinals games. That Michigan Center became iconic. And when he passed, it's fitting that they named the press box after him, because he was such a just got used to him in there. He was an icon here at Michigan Center.
Just a golden voice. A lot like yourself.
Oh.
Which, by the way, tonight, do I have to call you King Boyle? Because for homecoming, it is a fact that, was it 20 years ago?
It was 21 now, I guess.
21 years ago today, you were King on this very field. And I feel that I should address you, at least for tonight, as King Boyle.
You can make it King Steve, and that'll be fine for me. But there have been many kings since, and many of them have ruled with a much better reign. I don't know what I'm talking about. It was fun to be homecoming king, and I'll tell you what, you think of it when you're a kid, you think of it as a big deal, and then you are homecoming king, and it's cool for about the next, I don't know, eight or until the dance is over, and then they make you give the crown back, and then it's like, okay, it's like it never happened.
Well, see, I know with this big crowd that's here tonight, I saw several people asking you for autographs and things, so I think you're underestimating what your reign brought
what
to
it meant. What it meant to to my subjects here at Michigan Center. No, it is a very full stands over here on the Cardinal sideline. Meanwhile, Manchester has a bit of a trip tonight, and it's going to be a little chilly.
A little chilly, but I give props to the 37 folks over there cheering on the team.
I'm sure they'll get loud tonight. They're going to have they have their work cut out for them as the Cardinals and Flying Dutch take the field here. Manchester will return to get this game started. Colin McCaffrey back deep to return, and he's flanked on either side by Jacob Kurgan and Hayden Taylor. They'll tee the football up on the 40-yard line, and we're just moments away from getting started. 12 minutes on the clock. And the action nearly ready to go here at Michigan Center High School on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. There's your kick. It's a high pop. It's going to go to about the 35, and it's caught there and downed at the 37-yard line. Pretty good field position for Manchester to start. And, you know, this is our first game seeing Manchester this year, our only chance to see them, really, unless they make a playoff run and we end up calling any of their games then. But I don't expect much more than a lot of running. And the passing that you'll see will be play action, and it'll be out of that same big set. They usually kind of don't waver from that much.
Yeah, you know, I know Manchester traditionally a running team, but the quarterback, Ty Horkey, he's got an arm, so I wouldn't be surprised if we see him throw it around a little more than we're used to seeing Manchester teams throw it.
Horkey under center out of an I formation gives to the running back. He's battling, stays on his feet longer than expected, but he's still really not going to get much gain. They'll give him about a half a yard on first down. Second and 10 for Manchester. They move it up to about the 39.
Cole Silva and a bunch of his pals bringing him down on that play after gain of one.
Manchester coming up to the line, taking a huddle. Deliberate offense here. Two wideouts on second down for Horkey under center. Two backs for him, and he throws a quick out past the receiver. He catches it. He's got a lot of green in front of him. Gets to the 50 into Cardinal territory and pushed out of bounds at the 48, and we'll get a flag out late in the play. Not sure what to expect out of that one.
Oh, but it looked like Jacob Birch right there kind of read that was going to be a quick pass out there in the flats and almost got there to pick it up, but kind of flew over his head.
It looks like it's going to go against Manchester, and I missed the signal, did you? Are they about to show us?
They're still talking it over.
And they do walk it back. And it's going to go back about 10 yards, so holding? Yeah. Was there a hold maybe late in the play?
I guess they never did look our way and give us any kind of signal, but maybe they just feel like, hey, we know what we're doing. We're marking it back.
Trust us.
Yeah, just trust us. It was some sort of penalty.
We came in late in the play where it looked like maybe it would have been a late hit or something out of bounds, but I didn't see any contact like that. So they do move it back, make it second down and about 8 here for the Dutch after the penalty. Similar play rolling out left, and Horky's going to keep it. Quarterback bootleg, and a nice tackle in the open field by the Cardinals. And give credit on that one where it's due. JT Reeser pulling him down, and again, it was a one-on-one. Horky loses probably half a yard on that play instead of what could have been a much larger gain if not for the competent tackling in the open field by Reeser, and make a third down at about 9.
Yeah, I know I've watched Ty play a lot of basketball through the years, and he's just a very good athlete, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him get loose tonight. Big reason for the success of both the basketball and football teams over in Manchester.
Horky back to throw on third and long, looking out to the right side and caught. And there's the first down and then some at the 45, spins, looks upfield. He'll get pulled down and into Cardinal territory on the reception, number 13, Cody Guernsey. First and 10 on a nice third down conversion for Manchester, and showing that they can go to the air, certainly.
Yeah, Guernsey wide open on that play, and that's that kind of pick play that you're seeing a lot in college and pros right now, where it's not illegal, but it kind of looks like it should be, but they're definitely getting in the defensive way and leaving the receiver wide open.
I formation with two receivers to the left for Horky under center. First and 10 from the Cardinal 46. And there's a handoff off tackle, and he's got a lot of room. Gets around the end and over to the first down marker. They might move the chains on this one, waiting for the signal. No, just short, and make it second down and about 6 inches for Manchester with a nice big gain on first down.
That was more of the power run that Wes Gall and crew would be proud of back in the yesteryear of Manchester.
A very storied history in the Cascades Conference for the Manchester Dutch. Under center, Horky again, second and short. Give to the fullback, and he's met with contact initially. Forward progress could get him to the marker. We'll see what the spot is. But again, the Cardinals are stacking it up in the box, and they're making good contact very quickly when they do get a run up the middle. They do move it up enough with that forward progress to move the chains just enough, really. Put the nose of the football on the 35. And it's first and 10 for Manchester. With 9:05 to go first quarter, we're scoreless in Michigan Center High School. As the Dutch, on their first possession, driving steadily here. I formation and back to pass is Horky. Looking left, he's got a man in one-on-one coverage. And battled all the way down. Good coverage on that by... That's our big smooth Keegan Bennett, Mr. Smooth.
That was Mr. Smooth, and that was good coverage. And you know, if you're Manchester and you watch Michigan Center last week, we do see that the Michigan Center defensive backs are very athletic and can run stride for stride with, apparently, you know, whatever receivers put out there. So,
right, and I think that was one of the reasons they were able to play so closely with that Grass Lake team, is their defensive backs were able to mitigate a lot of their a lot of Grass Lake's passing offense. Second down and 10 for Manchester. I formation. Two wide outs this time. One on either side of Horky. And play action. He's rolling out to his right. He's looking to pull it down to run. Maybe no. He does throw downfield. Intercepted by... No, it's dropped. Are they going to give him the catch? And the ground causes the fumble? Or are we... Let's see the signal. They're moving the football down there. Call it an interception. So as Carter Wiley catches the football and he goes to the ground, he did lose control of it, but they say he had it and the ground caused it. So interception, a turnover. The defense holds up here, bends for a while, but ultimately holds on to stop the Dutch on their first possession with 8:40 to go. Cardinals will take over with a scoreless game.
Right on cue with those good defensive back play. It's Carter Wiley with a nice pick.
Yeah, I love it when the players make us look like we know what we're talking about. Out of the shotgun now for the Cardinal offense, and they'll run out first down. It's a QB keep on the zone read, and he's hit. Not a lot of room to run there for Joe Olkowski. Second down and about 8 here for the Cardinals with 8:25 to go in the first quarter. Our first quarter of this game and every game this season brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains others can't. And sometimes others wouldn't want to. That's why you call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Second down and 8 for the Cardinals. Olkowski out of the shotgun in motion. And handed off to is that wing back. And he comes around and he's going to stick it forward for another 2 or 3 yards on the carry. And that was Liam O'Dell on the carry. Third down at 5 for Michigan Center.
It's like Braden has it on the tackle for Manchester. And boy, if you're a Manchester football player, you better be in shape, because as I look across the sideline, I'm seeing, unless I'm missing somebody, about 6 dressed guys on the bench.
Yeah, 6 subs over there, yeah. So not a heavy rotation situation here. You're going to be playing a lot of downs tonight if you're in uniform for Manchester. 4 wide for Olkowski on third down. Hit from behind, but he stays on his feet, gets a throw away. It's caught, and there's a first down. Nice job by Olkowski to maintain composure, find an open man coming across, and complete the pass. I think it was Keegan Bennett on the catch. First and 10 for Michigan Center. Olkowski avoided what was nearly a sack, and instead turns into a big game for the Cardinals.
I think if anybody listened to us last week, they heard Keegan Bennett's name a lot and also heard us refer to him as Mr. Smooth. So I look for some more Mr. Smooth name drops today.
He's not doing anything to hurt his rep so far. 2 wideouts, 2 wings, and 1 back for Olkowski. He hands to Odell, this time coming around the end. Spins off a defender up to the 50. Pretty move by Liam O'Dell in the open field. Grabs himself an extra 4 yards, moves the chains for the Cardinals. And Michigan Center is at the 50-yard line with a fresh set of downs.
If Cody Guernsey doesn't pull Odell down, he had some open field in front of him. Nice open field tackle there.
Odell looked really fast on that handoff and well blocked on the play, too, by the Cardinal offensive line. Line sets up at the 50-yard line. Odell split to the right for Olkowski. He goes into motion. Olkowski gives it to him again. Similar play and similar running room. He gets to the 40 and down to the 38 before he stopped. Odell is just weaving through traffic untouched for a good 8 yards before he actually is brought down after a gain of about 13.
I wonder if that's in the Cardinal playbook, if they say, you know, let's just give it to Odell. We'll get 13 yards every carry and we'll... They might want to stick with that if that's part of the plan.
I might have been generous. It looks more like 12 here with 6:22 to go. We're scoreless.
Hi, Brady.
Hi, Brady. Cardinals with first and 10. And Olkowski fakes it, keeps it on the QB dash there up to the 35. So he's going to get about 3. Second down and 7 yards for Michigan Center.
Yeah, Simon Leto on the tackle for Manchester. Pulled Olkowski down before he could get those long strides going that you pointed out last week.
It only takes him a couple steps to get about 10 yards. Second down. Both teams right now, the offenses have been able to move up and down the field. The turnover stopped Manchester in their tracks. Now the Cardinals have been able to flop fields here, get themselves into Dutch territory. And now a mishandled snap. Olkowski gets it away. And intended receiver on the play was Cameron Roebuck coming across, but really they just saved themselves 5 yards on the loss there from the sack. Olkowski fumbled with the snap a little bit, able to pick it up and turn it into an incomplete pass. Still third down and about 8 yards.
You know, those are those little plays, Steve, that don't show up as anything. It just shows up as an incompletion, but Olkowski did a great job just getting rid of it before he took the sack, because as we know, 3rd and 7 is a lot different than 3rd and 13, or at least 6 yards different.
Third down here, and a fake play action for Olkowski. He's got a man downfield. It's caught into the secondary and to the end zone. He's tripped up at the line. The signal, though, is for a touchdown. Brock Siraki. streaking up the right sideline, and Olkowski found him in stride. And he takes it to the house, and it's 6-0 Michigan Center after an impressive opening drive for the Cardinals.
I know Vandercook legend Ryan Soraki, Brock's dad, is probably hopping up and down on the sidelines for that one. As a Michigan Center coach, tough linebacker back in the 80s.
Soraki's a nice
faster
player
than Brian ever thought about being, however.
Different build on those two.
They are.
Well, certainly. Cardinals lead 6-0. Carter Wiley out to hold for the kick. And the leg on the play will be, is that Reed Scaife?
Yep. Two sports star Reed Scaife. Big soccer player Reed is.
Soccer style kicker, then, we can safely assume. The hold is the snap is high. Wiley picks it up. He's running to the corner. He's got a chance at it. John Elway style in the air, spun around and takes it to the house for a 2-point conversion to the Cardinals, making an 8-0 advantage with 5:11 to go in the first quarter. And Wiley's still down in the end zone. Let's take a 1-minute break, and we'll come back and see if Wiley can get to his feet, and we'll get ready for the kickoff on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the press box here. The Tony Horner press box at Michigan Center High School, where the Cardinals have taken an 8-0 lead. And during the break there, we were discussing whether or not we thought that play was drawn up that way or if it was just a great reaction by Wiley. And I think the snap was a little high. He made a quick decision, and it turned out to work out pretty well. He knew he wasn't going to get the hold down in time, so he just made his way to the end zone.
That's good. Good quick thinking by Wiley.
Yeah. Good. I don't even know if he thought about it. He just kind of reacted, and it worked out. That's how fast it was. So the Cardinals ready to kick off against Scaife. We'll stalk the football, pop it up, and it's going to go to just over that 10-yard distance. Bounced it about the 44. And Manchester dove on it just before a Cardinal kick coverage guy could get to it. Almost an onside kick situation there as he popped it up just about right.
Well, again, you might look at that as a fan and say, was that on purpose? Were they trying to onside it? But after watching last week against Grass Lake, them giving up two big plays on kick coverage, you know, that might just be center's plan this week is we give them the ball at the 40, so be it.
Yeah, I think an onside kick in that situation would have just been serendipity. High formation on first down and a handoff. And look at that run, breaking a tackle, and now a foot race to the end zone up the left hash mark. One guy to beat. He gets him at the ankles, but not before he dives into the end zone for a touchdown. On first down, Manchester hands off to Colin McCaffrey, and he takes it to the house. And that's going to be about 56 yards on the touchdown run for McCaffrey. So 5 minutes to go. After a sustained and successful drive by Michigan Center, Manchester needs one play to give themselves a chance to tie it up.
Yeah, old Colin McCaffrey looked more like Christian McCaffrey running that ball. It was a foot race between the two number ones, Odell and McCaffrey, and I guess Colin McCaffrey had just enough head start on Odell to get in there.
Yeah, if they had 10 more yards, Odell would have got him, but McCaffrey comes down, and his forward momentum is enough to carry him into the end zone. A fantastic run. He had to break a tackle to get into that open field, and he did it very, very well. 8-6 our score. Manchester in the huddle talking over their PAT attempt.
Looks like we have a Cardinal player down there, Jacob Birch, getting helped up. Looks to be okay, though.
Five minutes left here on our first quarter clock at Michigan Center. The Cardinals and Manchester have both scored here in the early going on our K105.3 football frenzy. Homecoming night at Michigan Center. And it will be a 2-point try here by Manchester. And they spread it all out. Empty backfield. And Horky rolling out to his right, gets the throwaway, and that's good for two. Caught in the end zone, so McCaffrey takes it the distance on the run and brings home the two-point conversion. We're tied at 8 with 5 minutes to go. 30-second break, and we're back with a kickoff on the Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Michigan Center High School. With 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter, it's 8-8. Manchester with the showing off the big play capability. But I like Michigan Center in the early going here so far. Their offense looked efficient and effective against this Manchester team. And that was an early problem for the Cardinals this season, is not being able to put points on the board. And with 8 already, they're looking good. And Odell on the kick return, just directing a little bit of traffic, and then he found his hole, and he turned on the afterburners. And for a moment, he was in the clear. The Dutch did close it down, but he's up to the 40-yard line, 39-yard line, where Michigan Center will start their possession.
And we kind of are on a little roll right now, Steve, of getting to call some good close games. And, you know, with 4:54 left in this first quarter, we look like we might be in line for another dandy.
Yeah, and if you looked at our schedule at points this year, it looked like, well, these might not be the greatest of games, but many weeks we've had the best game of the week on our airwaves. That's just how it works with the Football Frenzy sometimes. That's why you get tuned into K105.3 for these high school football tilts. Okowski out of the shotgun with wings, and Odell coming from the opposite side of where he was coming from on the entire last drive. They still hand it to him. This time Manchester seems to have been ready, although he does dive ahead for about 3 yards, second down and 7 for the Cardinals, again from their own 42-yard line.
Yeah, our spotlight lineman of the night tonight, Tommy Masters, who's playing left tackle, is saying, "Hey, coach, man, bring him our way. We just sprung him for 13 yards twice in a row. Don't need to send him right."
What did Tommy Masters give you in your interview?
Oh, I have some Tommy Masters information, but I'll let you know, maybe in between the next couple
slow
plays.
Release out to... Yeah. Out of the shotgun now again for Okowski, and this time he gives it to the big up back, and that is Roebuck, and he stopped for no gain. And Roebuck had a nice game against Grass Lake, made a few big plays, showed off the footwork a little bit. Tonight it looks off to a slow start for him, or at least they've been utilizing him a little less and going with Odell instead.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, seeing just different styles and what works against what team. Maybe tonight Michigan Center feels like they're going to go a little more speed than the power Roebuck running. So
they spread it out a little bit different look this time. Two wide receivers to the right, only one wing, and Roebuck is the back. Back to pass, Olkowski, and he throws it out, and it's Keegan Bennett with the catch, and there's a flag out there, so it could be a push-off, could be defensive holding. We'll see what the call goes, but Bennett makes the catch, and Mr. Smooth has another one. We're going to have to see who the flag goes against.
Still no signal.
Looks like they did just signal that it might be against Manchester, but we'll see. Holding against Michigan Center and a defensive holding against Manchester, so they'll offset. So the play stands?
No, I
or do they go back and do it over?
Yeah, let's do it over. Two guys just holding each other. It's a homecoming season.
Practicing for the dance. Yeah. So we'll move it back. Third down. And about 7 for the Cardinals. Replay of scenario here. 3:10 to go first quarter, 8-8. Our first quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Out of the shotgun for Olkowski, and he'll roll out to his left. Passing across his body, he gets it away, and Bennett still with the soft hands over there. Mr. Smooth with another first down at the 50-yard line, and the Cardinals continue to move the chains on offense effectively.
I'm just really happy that a young high school man will get the nickname Mr. Smooth and then do everything in his power to make that nickname
to live
worthy.
Up to it.
Because yeah. He has been smooth. Way to go, Keegan.
On the defensive coverage, and again, his hands look velvety soft right now on every ball thrown his way. Okowski out of the shotgun, and he gives off to Sova coming across the middle, and he turns it upfield with power and bowls over defender to get to that first down marker. Cole Sova showing the truck move at the end of that play and getting to the chains, first and 10 for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it looked like, Brady McGiggin. Probably didn't think Cole Sova was too smooth as he kind of took the brunt of Cole's run there.
Sova had a head of steam. Got his shoulders a little lower than the defender and got that momentum to go forward. Okowski back again. Sova in motion. This time he'll cut up and take it again. On the dive, again, bouncing off some contact, but a good wrap at the end of the play, and they keep him from gaining too much extra. But on first down, you like it if you can get 3 to 4 yards, and that's what Sova did. 2 minutes to go, first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Drain emergencies are the worst. They start backing up into the tub.
You gotta hate a drain emergency.
You hate them. That's why I call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Don't mess around.
It's good to have somebody like Minuteman.
Yeah. In a
right
minute,
on your
man.
Speed dial.
Second down. Out of the shotgun for Okowski. Play action. Nice fake by Okowski. Throws it downfield, and Odell nearly had it. We get a flag thrown in the defensive backfield where it might be a defensive hold again. Grab it on to Mr. Smooth out there. He seems confident that it was going against the Dutch. And that's what the call is going to be. Defensive holding. And the Cardinals with the penalty will move the chains with a minute 26 to go here in our first set. 8-8 our score. Both teams have scored. Both have converted for the two-point try.
It's maybe early in the game to say this, but as of now, it looks like what team can make a stop tonight?
Yeah.
Both teams just moving it at will.
What I like is that both teams have utilized a great run-pass mix. So it's been, you know, the defense can't key in on anything so far. Okowski back to throw on first down this time. He's got one-on-one coverage. Bennett's got a step. Mr. Smooth with the catch at the 5. Tries to walk the tightrope. He got to the pylon. They're going to call him out at the 1. I think Bennett thought he maybe tiptoed the sideline enough to get it into the end zone. But Okowski with another throw right on the mark, and Bennett with those Charmin soft hands catches it with ease and nearly turns it into another 6 points for the Cardinals. But they'll get 4 tries from about the 1 yard line.
And I see some Manchester guys down there, kind of hands on the hips. Already, even just in the first quarter, seeming a little tired. But again, when you have 6 guys over on the bench, you're just going to have to suck it up and play. Could be a difficult task.
First and goal for the Cardinals. In motion, Sova, they give it to him. He dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Michigan Center. Keegan Bennett with a nice couple of gains on the drive, and they give it to Sova, who also had some big plays on that drive. The Cardinal offense is clicking right now. They take a 14-8 lead, and we'll stand by here for the PAT try.
Which that Sova run was right over our aforementioned lineman, Tommy Masters, who cleared the way for him. Tommy, when I asked who his dream date would be, kind of gave me a different, kind of felt like it was a scared answer, because I think Tommy might have a girlfriend, so he had to say he'd hang out with Will Ferrell.
Keeping it light.
Yeah.
Nothing serious. The hold this time, not good, and he didn't scamper to the end zone either, so a failure on the point after attempt. 14-8 our score. Manchester will get the ball back when we return. 30-second break on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the press box here at Michigan Center. And Tony Horner press box. First quarter with 39 seconds to go. Have I mentioned that it's brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning?
I believe you have.
He's a fantastic supporter of high school sports locally, so I like to shout out Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We had a couple of out-of-town scores, particularly a final, as Western got underway early today. And my on-site reporter, Zach DeLay, gave me the score. 49-0 over Penfield for the Panthers. Kickoff gets kind of deep this time. And the Michigan Center kick coverage does the job on the right sideline. And they'll force him out of bounds at about the 27.
Michigan Center decided, you know what, forget, let's just give them the ball at the 45. Let's see if we can pin them back a little bit. And that time, good kick coverage.
So 49-0 Western remains with just one loss in the Interstate 8 Conference. They move on to a game next week against Coldwater, which is our game here on K105.3. I think we're in for a good one in the Interstate 8 Conference out there next week. Game tonight, Michigan Center and Manchester on first down. Manchester with a handoff, and McCaffrey will take it. Stays on his feet after breaking loose of a pile of Cardinals. What a power play there by McCaffrey. Three different Cardinals failed to pull him down. He breaks away. Now there's a flag back by where that contact was happening. I don't know. Did they stop his forward progress? Maybe not enough to draw a whistle. He does pull away, but it looks like they're bringing it back.
Which is a shame because
face mask is going to go against the Cardinals, so they won't bring it back, though. They should move it up.
Okay, they are moving it up. Which I'll tell you what, Colin McCaffrey deserves those yardage. He had five Cardinals draped on him, broke through all of them.
He earned every inch of it. And another early game in the Interstate 8 happening. As I mentioned, Coldwater is our is Western's opponent next week here on the radio. And they are currently trailing against historic Marshall. 20-14 is that score. First down. 23 seconds to go in our Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning first quarter. And football right now at the Michigan Center 49-yard line, but I don't know if the officials are certain that that's where they're going to let it stay.
Yeah, they're having quite a powwow there at midfield. I'm not sure how good my lip reading is here, but man, if I'm not mistaken, it looked like one official asked the other for the corn casserole recipe. Maybe my lip reading isn't good.
Halftime at Hastings, Jackson Lumen Christie with a 28-0 lead. Oh, no, we have an update. 42-16 at the end of the third quarter. Lumen Christie leads Hastings in another Interstate 8 game. So they do move the football forward here. And spot it at the 34-yard line. So the Cardinals' penalty really moves them back after they had Manchester with their worst field position of the game so far. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. They'll run one more play, and it's a handoff on first down to McCaffrey. He nearly spins away from contact again, gets to the 30-yard line before he stopped. That will make it second down and about six. Time runs out in the first quarter. 14-8, Michigan Center leads. Let's take a one-minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, after one quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. It's 14-8. Michigan Center leads, but Manchester driving. We'll switch ends of the field here. Manchester moving from right to left on your radio dial. I formation, Horky under center. McCaffrey's got it the last few times. He takes it again and continues to battle forward before he's brought down. He is not giving up on any of these runs. Continues the effort until he's all the way down on the ground.
Just a nice, tough, upright running style, too.
like Eddie George kind of a style.
You're not going to believe this, but I was thinking Eddie George.
Mind meld.
Wow.
Less than a season's worth of work together, and we're already that in tune. Third down and about two for Horky and the Manchester offense. Wide receiver in motion. Makes his way to the other side. Horky rolling out the pass right. Gets it away to McCaffrey. He catches it, turns it upfield. He does get pressured out of bounds, but not before he gets the first down inside the Cardinal 20 to about the 16.
Nice little play design there by Manchester. Little fake handoff and caught McCaffrey out there with nobody around him.
And they do get it on the 15, first and 10. Here in the second quarter, 14-8 our score, the Dutch Trail Michigan Center. But again, threatening to get into the end zone here. Receiver in motion again. Horky back to pass. He goes to that receiver and leaves it short for him. Maybe a miscommunication on the route. Intended receiver on the play is Hayden Taylor, 5'10 junior wideout.
Yeah, here's where, again, McCaffrey saying, Coach, this first second downs, just give me the ball. I'll get a 7-8 yards.
What I like about McCaffrey's running style, too, is he gets into a pile, and he may be running actually with his back facing the first down marker, and he's still somehow getting forward momentum that way, or backward momentum, I guess it would be at that point. He's in the backfield now for Horky, and he'll take the handoff. Dodges a tackler, would-be tackler, gets around the edge, but a good job out in the open field to pull him down. And is that Siraki on the tackle?
Yeah, I'm trying to see that. That's as far as it can be away from us.
No, that's going to be Brown, I think, on the tackle over there.
Or
Reeser. J.C. Reeser.
Yeah, Reeser.
So we went through several names. Reeser's the one that made the tackle, and a fine athlete over there for the Cardinals. And again, a good solo tackle on a guy who's been difficult for entire groups of Cardinals to bring down. McCaffrey is the deep back in an I formation with two wide receivers, Horky under center. Third down at about seven here for Manchester. And they give to McCaffrey. Gets around the end. It's a race to the end. And nice job to string it out and stop him short of the marker. Several Cardinals in on the play, but it's Jacob Birch, I think, who ultimately brings him down over there.
It was a nice job of just staying in front and grabbing him by the leg so he couldn't break away from that one.
Still about fourth down and 4 yards, and Manchester, it looks like the offense staying out.
Although with the few people on the team, I don't know if we would notice. It might just be
there's not a lot of personnel to swap.
The offense is the defense. It's...
So we'll see it. We'll look for a kicking formation. It doesn't appear to be what's going on. They're going to shift the entire offense to the opposite side of the field, and that's going to result in a Manchester timeout. They'll talk it over. We'll let you talk it over. We'll be back in a minute on K105.3.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Here in the second quarter. Hanging there at halftime for the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime report. We'll have an extended halftime here at Michigan Center with the homecoming game. We'll get the homecoming court out there on the field and maybe some convertibles driving around the track. Second down and goal. Handoff goes to McCaffrey. Horky's got his hands up signaling touchdown. The officials are not as willing to make that signal. And matter of fact, they will spot it short. Inside the 1 yard line. Third down and goal for the Dutch.
What do you think, Steve? You got to believe that McCaffrey will just see it one or two more times in a row?
I don't know why you'd do anything else, except maybe you get this close and you just kind of try to sneak it real quick if you're the quarterback. And that's what will happen. And he dives through the line, and Horky looks to be into the end zone from here. And there's a signal from the official over here. The side judge has got that touchdown signal up, and the Manchester Dutch are into the end zone. We've got a tie football game.
With a great call from King Steve.
14-14. Extra point try coming from Manchester, and they'll send the kick unit out. They could take the lead with a successful PAT. There's the snap. The hold is there. Kick is low, and it might have been partially blocked. No good. We remain tied at 14 apiece. 30-second break, and we got a kickoff coming up on K105.3, the Football Frenzy.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Michigan Center High School, and we got another tie ball game and a little back and forth action going here with under 8 minutes to go in the first half. We're tied at 14. Cardinals will receive a kickoff. And it's Keegan Bennett and Liam O'Dell back to return.
Well, we thought coming into this game these two teams would be evenly matched, and so far it's exactly what we thought would happen.
Bad game from Cardinals, number one, Liam O'Dell.
And the kick is a nice boot, and that's going to go over the heads of the Cardinal return team and through the end zone. And a touchback on the kickoff in Michigan Center. We'll take possession.
Something we don't get to mention often is in the high school football is the kickoff touchback. We don't see a lot of those deep boots like that.
No, matter of fact, a lot of times we see strategy trying to keep a return from happening at all. In this case, you can't return it if it goes over your head. Nice boot by Manchester's kicking squad. Cardinals take it at the 20-yard line, first and 10, with that offense that has been able to get into, they've had it twice and they've scored twice.
Yeah, we said earlier, what team can get a stop? This Manchester's turn to give it a try.
Cardinals started the game with that interception on their Manchester's first drive. Since then, both teams have been able to get into the end zone on each of their possessions. Here, Manchester starts on first down, trying to line things up for a stop. They'll stop the Cardinals for a loss. Second down and 12 for Michigan Center after the handoff goes nowhere.
Was that an inside handoff to Carter Wiley?
That is the play call.
We haven't seen him line up in the backfield for Michigan Center often. Usually split out wide. Maybe after that 2-yard loss, there's a reason.
Okowski out of the shotgun again. Roebuck behind him. Wiley to his left, O'Dell to his right, and then the split outs are Keegan Bennett and Cole Sova coming through. Was that Sova? That's his spot. That's his his number. Cole Sova making his way through the line there. He's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage and then some. So on second and 12, they get about 4.5, maybe 5, make it third down and a long 7.
You got to love these high school kids. You know, we talk about Manchester's bench being a little thin, and there's Colin McCaffrey making a tackle, and, man, there's just no rest for these guys. They're out there giving it their all. They're going to be tired when the day's over.
But I think of myself at that age, and you didn't want to come out when you were playing and having fun and you were good at the game. You wanted to stay in.
Yeah, crown on your head and all.
Back to pass. Okowski goes out to Cole Sova, and he gets ahead of steam over to the sideline, but they're going to stop him short of the first down marker, so there may be the first stop here for the Dutch. Fourth and short, but deep in your own territory, and I think the Cardinal punt situation is going to have to happen here. With 6:15 still to go here in the second quarter.
And Center's keeping their offense out there, Steve. Looks like they're going for it.
If nothing else, though, hard count. Trying to get an offside penalty here. Okowski out of the shotgun. And they do draw a guy off for a moment, but it doesn't get a flag. He gets back. And now they run the play, and Okowski will kick it away. So they do get it back into Dutch territory. Manchester will start with it at their own 48-yard line. But, yeah, that was the plan. They wanted to try to get the Dutch to jump, and they had a guy. They needed to snap the football.
Yeah, he just had to be a little alert and see that, and they would have been moving along.
But instead, Okowski kicks it away, and Manchester will start things on this possession. Pretty good field position at their own 48, 6:08 to go in the first half.
Well, we said, let's see what team can get a stop. Manchester proved they can. Now it's the Cardinals' turn.
Cardinal defense will look to match them. Couple of wideouts for Horky, and he gives to McCaffrey, and he's going to get it around to the edge and gets past one Cardinal defender, and then two, hops over one. And he goes airborne and hops over a guy, but never seemed to lose any speed on the play. McCaffrey gets the first down and then some, and they'll spot it at about the Cardinal 34-yard line. Nice run for McCaffrey.
We've had the privilege of seeing some good running backs here so far this season, and I'm telling you, McCaffrey's right up there with any of them that we've seen, the way he's running the ball tonight.
And as you mentioned, he's playing every play on the defensive side too, but he's back there raring to go. And now we get a whistle from the sideline. That's going to be a Michigan Center timeout. So 5:59 to go in the first half, 14-14 tie. Let's take a 30-second break for the timeout. We're back with more football on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. Columbia Central with a 21-0 lead over Erie Mason. We mentioned a 49-0 win for the Western Panthers. Got started early tonight. 4:30, I think, the kickoff for that game at Battle Creek Penfield. And a 49-0 win for the Panthers.
Started early due to the little mosquito scare, I believe.
Eastern equine encephalitis. Horky on the run. Turns it outside to the right and then jukes a defender, comes back inside, and he's going to move the chains again for Manchester. Oh, no, they spotted about 4 inches behind that marker. I don't know how he landed on four.
But that, well, it's the Hall of Fame eyes you have.
Is that what it is? 5:33 to go and clock running here. As McCaffrey ties his shoe. Second down in inches for Manchester. Plenty of time on the clock and plenty of steam left in those legs for McCaffrey, and Horky showing that he's got some wheels too on that last play. He's under center now, I formation. Receiver in motion. And maybe a little movement early for the Dutch. Delay a game. So maybe not early enough on the movement. Delay a game penalty is going to move the Dutch back about 5 yards. Helping out the Michigan Center Cardinal defense. Needing a stop here. Second down and 5 yards and 4 inches. Horky rolling out right, and he's going to drop it over the head of the defender to McCaffrey, and he's going to get to the marker. And I don't know, it didn't looked like he just didn't want to have to break a tackle on that one. He tiptoes out of bounds knowing he got the first down. It'll stop the clock and get 4 new downs for the Dutch.
That's the first time tonight we haven't seen McCaffrey just lower the shoulder. He's like, oh, man, I might just need a – I've got the first down. Give me just a little rest from getting hit. I don't blame you. I'd be running for the sidelines on any time I was touching for the ball, but that's me.
Certainly a larger roster for Michigan Center. Numbers, sheer quantity. Their quarterback's over on the sideline taking a breather. And they give to McCaffrey again. And he, oh no, that's not McCaffrey. It was the fullback carrying on the play for Manchester. And it was Nick Phillips dragging guys toward that first down marker again. Second down and just 2 yards for the Dutch. Clock at 4.5. in the first half.
Phillips doing a nice McCaffrey impersonation, however, dragging Cardinal tacklers.
Similar running style. Three wide now for Horky. And he's back to throw on second down, going to the left side, and it's the big tight end. Again, well defended over there. This time, Sova on the coverage. Intended receiver on the play, Braden Cassett, 6'4", 220 senior. It's a big kid.
He looks like a tight end.
He looks like a NFL tight end with that 6'4", 220. That's a big build. 4:09 to go. Clock stops. Make it third and short for Manchester. We'll see what the Cardinals defense has in store. They need a play here to keep the Dutch off the scoreboard going into the halftime. Under center is Horky, and he gives to the fullback again. This time the Cardinals are ready for it. And they stop him for no gain. It'll bring up fourth down and three. Nick Phillips on the carry again.
That time, nice line-stuffing tackle by Cam Robuck.
It'll be fourth down for the Dutch.
Fourth down, I'm assuming Manchester's going to go for it.
Horky coming in from the sideline with the play. 3.5 on our first half clock. And it's running. Tied at 14 here at Michigan Center. Manchester with a football on the Michigan Center 16-yard line, fourth down and three. And the Dutch will take a timeout. We'll take one 2:30-second break, and we'll come back and see what they've got in store for fourth down on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 3 yards here needed to get to that first down marker, and now Horky goes out of the shotgun for the first time. In the backfield with him is McCaffrey, three wideouts, split right, and Horky's going to keep it running to the left. Looks like he can get to the marker. He's hit. The spot should be enough for the first down, and there's the signal. They do get it. So they kind of emptied things on the left side, overloaded the right side, and Horky carried it to the left, QB keep style.
That's kind of that play design I said I liked earlier, too. They load up everybody on one side and then just bring McCaffrey around to either block or slip that block, and Horky kind of dump it over the block, the head of the defender, and it's worked 3 or 4 times for Manchester.
Under 3 minutes to go. I formation here for Manchester. Rolling out right is Horky. And he'll look to throw to the end zone. He's got a man standing by himself over his head. Wide open was Braden Cass at the big tight end. And Horky missed that target, throwing on the run. Horky's got an odd style when he's rolling out. He kind of carries the football down by his waist instead of kind of having it up in a throwing motion.
Kind of a la Lou Hampton.
Is that just a guy you made up?
Well, it's somebody that called in with a score earlier for us, so I thought we'd mention him.
Thanks, Lou Hampton. Yeah. Sweet Lou Hampton.
But Lou did throw the ball that way back in our neighborhood football game, so not totally making it up.
All right, that's fair. Second down and 10 for Manchester after the incomplete pass. Football nosed on the Cardinal 10-yard line. Maybe just inside the 11. Shotgun again for Horky, and he's back to throw. Looking right. Now a little pressure. They're going to bring him down. Sacked by the Cardinals, and a flag comes out on the left sideline. Maybe a holding possibility there with 2:38 to go here. Cardinal defense not giving much ground here. They did get the first down on that big fourth down play for Manchester, but the Cardinals have stuck with them right here, and it is going to be a hold against the Dutch. Hold it.
guess I would think with that negative yardage sack made by Cam Roebuck, they might just take the play. And
they're going to move it back. The gourmet staff here at the Michigan Center concession stand brought us a care package.
Bringing us a care package of great-looking food.
Smells good. I already bought a. There's one thing I know is going to happen when I come to Michigan Center. I'm going to get a bag of caramel corn. And I left nothing to chance. I bought some, but it looks like we got some regular and caramel corn here. We're in popcorn heaven. Second down and call it 23. And an inside screen pass goes to Kazit, and he's going to barrel forward. So on the big second down and long play, a big chunk of it back for Manchester on the first try. Inside of the original line of scrimmage to about the 10-yard line for Kazit on the catch. And they've been really focusing on him in the offense here in the last few minutes of the second quarter.
More sneaky play design there. Kazit looked like he was staying in the block and then just kind of slipped out and a little inside screen to him. And nice pickup there, getting it back to third and manageable.
And he wasn't really looking to do anything tricky. He just turned on the jets and laid a shoulder into somebody, falls forward and makes it third and a manageable 8 here. Still have room to get a first down before they get to the end zone. Passing again is Horky. This time nothing there. He pulls it down to run. He gets into the 5-yard line before he's pulled down. Football came loose. Liam O'Dell comes up with it. I see an official pointing that it was on the ground. So they're not going to make it a fumble. A little excitement for the Cardinals sideline momentarily. Fourth down and about 4 for Manchester. So another big fourth down play here. And they've been inside the 20 here for about 5 minutes. We have 42 seconds left in the half. And they'll take a timeout and stop the clock, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's more excited for the halftime, the Michigan Center defensive line, who's just been out there forever, it seems, or us sitting here with elephant ear and nachos and stuff right in front of us. And if you're listening to us and you're in the area, you should come. If you're looking for dinner, the Michigan Center concession stand might be the place to go. It's like the fair.
Your best gourmet option out there. I saw they have some homecoming game specials tonight. So it's a good night for us to be here.
It's like we're going to get to sample a lot of them.
Right. Get the old variety pack box.
I told you when you're King Steve, there's more clout to that than you believe. I think had you come in second that year, we'd maybe just get a plain old hot dog or something.
Might have gotten a hot dog. An if old that. One. I'll tell you what, my status here at Michigan Center was, I never was more certain that nobody cares than today. I saw a teacher who I remembered from when I was in school, and she told me your name. I said, I know your name. I remember you from school. I had this experience with you. We went to this event, and then we got pizza afterwards, and we loved you for it. And she goes, I don't remember you at all. I've been loving her ever since. She doesn't even remember my name. Fourth down and 4 for the Dutch inside the Cardinal 10-yard line. And so now Manchester will take a timeout. 41 seconds on the clock. Let's take 30 seconds, and we'll come back with this fourth down play and wrap up the first half on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve likes that.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and the Manchester Dutchmen making their way from the sideline back to the field. So each team has had a chance to talk it over in the huddle on this huge fourth down play. Shotgun for Horky, empty to the left, 3 split wide to the right. We've seen this play a couple times. Horky running right this time. He's got pressure. Gets a throwaway. Incomplete. No flags on the play. Liam O'Dell makes the penetration, pressures Horky into the throw, and he makes it incomplete.
Yeah, and you had McCaffrey just wanting a flag for pass interference as he hit the ground, and it did look there was like there might have been a Cardinal defensive back with a little hands on the back, but as two former Cardinals, maybe we'll say that was just a good play and move on.
Well, I tell you, I mean, I watched the route a little bit. It was nothing egregious to me, and the throw was in that uncatchable range. I wouldn't have been mad either way. I say that frequently, that, you know, these officials have to make a split-second decision, and that's one of those that could have gone either way. And in this case, the benefit of the doubt goes to the Cardinals. They take over with 37 seconds left in the half on their own 6-yard line. And this is one of those, I think, at 14-14 with a tie, you hand off to your most reliable running back, and if he gets a couple yards, fine. If he doesn't, that's fine. We'll go into the locker room tied on homecoming night.
And I know Manchester's already used at least two of their three timeouts, so if I'm Michigan Center here, I might just kneel on it, call it a half, and be done with it, not even risk the handoff.
And that appears to be their strategy. And Okowski's going to kneel on it.
I like it when the coaching staff is listening to us, Steve, and takes our suggestions.
I know there's a delay between when we say it and by the time it hits the airwaves, so they risk the delay of game waiting for us to come out with our sage advice. So with 17 seconds running off the clock here, the Cardinal sideline starts hustling over to the locker room, and Michigan Center will be pleased to go away with a 14-14 tie on homecoming night at home. Let's take 3 minutes here on the halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We'll come back and give you some first half analysis. We'll take a sampling of all the delicious finery of foods coming from the Michigan Center concession stand, and then we will, we'll come back and I guess we'll try to talk. If our mouths are full, don't be shocked. 3 minute break, 14-14 a tie at K105.3.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
They sustain drive, they take it downfield, and they score. They get the football back again. Well, Manchester big plays it and scores again. Michigan Center, another good drive, gets into the end zone. Manchester kind of the same thing, back and forth. And then we got into kind of a stalemate where the defense has stepped up and kind of halted all of that scoring. So it's been entertaining football. We've seen offense, we've seen defense, and now I can't wait to see what halftime adjustments they make to get out here and do it again in the second half.
Yeah, it was almost like adjustments being made in the game because, like you said, for a minute it looked like the offenses were just going to be unstoppable, and then both defenses made a big stands, including Michigan Center's their last stand that, as you mentioned, they seemed like Manchester was inside that 20 for the last 3 minutes of game clock at least. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure what they were. Yeah, and honestly, I really liked watching the Manchester offense kind of evolve. At one point early, you weren't sure where they were going to go for their plays, and then they rode McCaffrey for a while. Then late in that drive, it looked like they were going to go to their big guy, the tight end, Braden Cassett. So they utilized all their weapons and kind of at different times. So the Cardinals are going to have to struggle coming out in the second half and know who they're going to have to watch and who they need to key on. I think it's going to be some good coaching for the Cardinals staff to figure out what they need to do to stop Manchester. Likewise, what's Manchester going to do? Michigan Center has been able to utilize a lot of weapons, and I think Carter Wiley has kind of been he's been kind of quiet. Yeah. He's a guy who's a big play capability guy, and Keegan Bennett has been able to be found open on several occasions, so a lot of questions to answer for the Manchester defense, too. It's fun. I'm looking forward to the second half.
Yeah, both teams, again, very mirror-like. I mean, using lots of weapons. Keegan's such versatile. He's even standing here in front of us on the track as a King candidate. That guy can do everything, Mr. Smooth.
Mr. Smooth, you got to make him the favorite for the homecoming King, Mr. Smooth. Although you did handicap it a little bit, and we have the list. It's rare, but we got the whole list up here. Queen candidates: Michaela Jaycox, Aaron Prater, Laurel Salmon, Casey Shannon, and Alizé Tripp, and Tegan Haynes. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Yeah, one special one in there for me.
And your King candidates: Keegan Bennett, Thomas Masters, Jaleel Brown. Maybe my favorite, one of my favorite basketball players in the area, Jaleel Brown. Just a blast to watch him play. play. Roger Hayward, Cole Sova, and Liam O'Dell all on homecoming court tonight. And it looks like we'll get the winner announcement here shortly. Let's go ahead and take another couple-minute break, and we'll come back and talk a little more, and then we'll get you that This Week in High School Sports segment from the MHSAA. Two-minute break, and we're back on the halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering on K105.3.
This is Shani Gorell with Your Premier Properties at yourpremierproperties.com. Did you know, as realtors, we're here to assist people in making decisions that make their lives better. You're ready to list your lake home. Did you know, you're not just selling a home, you're selling a lifestyle. Each one of our over 75 area lakes come alive with their own personality. Make sure when you select a realtor, they understand the unique qualities of your lake. This information is key to the marketing of your property. For information on today's Did You Know, visit our Tips and Tricks toolbox at ypprealty.com or call one of our lake specialists at 435-2180.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. Well, there's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. Best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPenn.com.
What do you think of when you hear the Hunt Club? Steak bites, deer ears, Wiley fries, Dale's Dills, stacked sandwiches, pizzas, juicy hamburgers. Is your mouth watering yet? Whatever you're craving, the Hunt Club has what you desire. The kids love the arcade, you'll love the huge selection of beverages, and you'll all leave happy and full. So before the game, during the game, or after, bring your friends, your thirst, and your appetite to the Hunt Club, Jackson's gathering place for 40 years.
Did you know that Columbia Central was ranked in the top 10% nationally and above all other high schools in Jackson County? Our students take advanced placement courses, participate in musical drama productions, band athletics, and earn college credit through the early college while at Columbia Central. Many students take online classes through Columbia Options and have the opportunity to enjoy great programs including credit recovery. Columbia School District, from preschool and early fives through high school and adult education. Learning today, leading tomorrow. Visit us at myeagles.org.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as Brian waits with bated breath to see who will be named homecoming king and queen tonight. We'll go down the scoring here for Collins Brothers Floor Covering in the first half. Cardinals got it started with a 35-yard touchdown pass from Olkowski to Siraki. Two-point conversion for Wiley on a broken play on the what looked like was going to be an extra point kick attempt.
Or the just really good fake.
Or the best fake of all time, yeah.
Yeah.
Manchester would answer with a 56-yard touchdown run by McCaffrey on the first play from scrimmage on their next possession. They also had a two-point conversion with a pass to McCaffrey. We were tied at 8 at that point. The Cardinals then drive it back down in a 2-yard run by Cole Silva. Extra point attempt, no good. And that got them to 14-8 lead in Manchester. 1-yard sneak by Horky. They missed their extra point, and that got us tied at 14 apiece. And the announcement just came in. Roger Hayward, your 2019 Michigan Center homecoming king, joining a very prestigious past group of king candidates, king winners. And your homecoming queen, I missed the name. Who was that?
That would actually be Roger's girlfriend, Laurel Salmon.
Now you look like Nostradamus because you kind of picked those. I didn't want to say it. It's not that you picked against your daughter. You just said, I don't know, it's a tough group, and it turned out to be right. Roger Hayward, of course, in the news quite a bit for an horrific automobile accident that he was in, and honestly, seeing him right now walking around entirely casually and seemingly without issue is pretty impressive and great. And Michigan Center, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that Roger Hayward was probably the the incumbent starter at quarterback and maybe the leader of this team, if not for that injury.
Yeah, I know. You know, we've talked a little bit about Michigan Center's football struggles so far, and I think there's no doubt that Roger not being there, both as a team leader and as a great player, but just his attitude, just a great young man, and definitely, you know, his absence has been felt in the Michigan Center football program. So.
And I have my friend Tony Howard, we both know,
yep.
Coach Roger in junior high basketball. Junior high basketball. And he had nothing but great things to say about what you just said, attitude. He said he may not be the most physically gifted or most talented basketball player ever, but he's never going to take a playoff, always work hard. So it's a great – it is a loss to the Michigan Center football program. There's no question. But he's the king tonight.
That's
and
right.
We're glad that – again, it's just tremendous to see him out there soaking it up. Just a good kid by all accounts.
Yeah, great kid.
And recovery going, I think, better than anyone maybe expected at the time.
Yeah, I think Roger thinks he's going to be able to play basketball this year, which he's a big, important cog on that team as well. So great to see Roger making a recovery and see him out there getting king. Couldn't be happier for somebody.
Yeah, it really is great. So Roger Hayward, your 2019 Michigan Center homecoming king. Let's take a two-minute break. We'll get you the five-minute MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment, and then we will come back to wrap up the halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. Tied at 14, Manchester, Michigan Center on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Thanks again to Collins Brothers Floor Covering, our halftime sponsor all year long here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Another Tri-County Water out-of-town score update. Quincy beat Concord 32-25 tonight in Big 8 action. And again, 49-0 Western Panther win over Battle Creek Penfield in the Interstate 8.
And my normal Friday evening update of University of Central Florida up 3-0 on Cincinnati, coming in as a 4-point fave.
Okay. Betting line there for anybody who's interested. No one up here would ever do it, but. Varsity football Northwest trailing Harper Creek 13-0 at halftime. They had a big ribbon cutting ceremony for their new field over there at Northwest, which we got to see in advance. Weeks ago now, but a beautiful field, and glad they have it. Halftime, Hanover Horton 18, East Jackson 6 in the Rugged Cascades Conference. Scrolling through, see what else I can find here for...
We get a final on the Columbia game.
Did we?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one.
Okay, I haven't seen one run across my information.
Your sources?
Source either.
Tri-County Water on our out-of-town scoreboard. Shout out to Kyle Klinger. He's my water guy. 42-16 the final. Lumen Christi 6-0 after beating Hastings tonight in the Interstate 8. Last update from halftime, Grass Lake 27, Napoleon 14. Jonesville 30-0 winners over Springport. As the Cardinals take the field, they'll return the kick after kicking off in the first half, and that's another reason at the end of the half for Michigan Center to just kind of kneel it out and get to the locker room knowing they'd get the football to start the second half. Tied at 14 with 12 minutes on the clock as the Manchester kick team comes out. Big leg out there on the field for Manchester as he booted it through the end zone on his last try here. So he'll measure it off, and Henry Wehrle is the kicker. Stalks the football, and this time he's going to kick it to the right side, maybe a setting up for an outside kick, and it goes out of bounds. They had McCaffrey over there on the sideline chasing it down, and I'll tell you, he was only about two steps short of catching that in the air.
Yeah, so if that just stays a little bit more to the left and stays in bounds there, that would have been a good battle there between the two number ones, Odell and McCaffrey.
And if Odell does catch it with McCaffrey bearing down, that's a heck of a hit that's going to be laid at the end of the play. Instead, the Cardinals will take over from their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, it's fun, Steve. We talked about this going into half. Coming out in the second half, we usually kind of have a feel of what we're about to see. I don't know what we're about to see. We're
going
to see some run. We're going to see some pass. We're going to see a good half. That's what I think we're going
to
see.
Yeah, and I think both teams' whole point out here is to make sure that you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Cardinals instead, I'm sorry, take it on the 40-yard line. Out of the shotgun for Olkowski. Sova in motion. He takes the give on first down. Moves it to the right side to try to avoid the defenders, but he's caught right there at the edge by Aiden Kelly. Stop for no gain. Second and 10 for the Cardinals. We're underway here in the second half.
Well, it looked as if Manchester's coaching staff kind of knew what they were thought they were going to see because Kelly read that perfectly.
Well, and that wasn't any kind. They didn't go deep into the playbook to find that play to Cole Sova. It worked. It almost like looked like going back to the well, actually, for Michigan Center. Sova's been able to gain on that play. This time it's Odell in motion, and they pitch it out to him. Going to the left side. If he can get the edge, he can turn it upfield, but he's not going to. Nice job keeping contained by the Manchester defense, and no gain on second down now for Michigan Center.
Simon Leto on the tackle, and he kind of came up limping a little bit, looking over the Manchester sideline, and it was as if the coach just said, sorry, Simon.
You're all we've got. Cardinals, but coming out of the halftime, Cardinals go, again, a couple plays that looked like a lot of what they did in the first half, utilizing those wing players, Odell and Sova. Now a little different look, three wideouts for Olkowski, and he takes a snap low, picks it up, rolling out to his right, looking downfield on the run, gets a throwaway, and it's to Carter Wiley, underthrown. Wiley gave a good run at it. He had a couple defenders over by him, and just too short for Wiley to reel it in. Incomplete, making it fourth down and 10 for the Cardinals, and they'll send the kick unit onto the field.
Yeah, Hayden Taylor kind of slaps his own helmet, thinking that he could have maybe picked that one off, kind of slipped through his hands, but a good defense play. Nonetheless, Hayden.
Wiley will take the snap, set up at the 26-yard line in Michigan Center territory. Return guy on the other side of the field for Manchester is Hayden Taylor. The kick is up. It's a good boot. Spiral kick fielded at the 30. He goes down to one knee, so there'll be no return. Manchester first and 10 from right around their own 30-yard line. Matter of fact, they'll drop it right on that left hash mark on the 30.
That's one of those high school rules that I understand is for safety reasons, but those are ones as a real football fan. You want to say, oh, man, so what? His knee touched. Let him get up and run. Nobody touched him.
Yep.
But not
it's kind
the NFL.
Of the rule. College and high school. And in the pros, he would have been able to take off.
Yeah.
10-21 to go third quarter. 14-14 tie. Cardinals three and out on their first possession of the half. Manchester will now come to the line and look to make something happen. And we got their... told to pause as they switch footballs. That other one, I think Tom Brady had his hands on it and was a little underinflated.
Steve, that's scary. I was thinking the same thing again. Eddie George and Tom Brady, boy, we're one of the same.
Rolling out now, Horky, looking downfield to pass. He's got a man, and it is caught, and he's got a lot of room to run into the Cardinal territory. 40, 30, pass the defense, 20, 10. He'll go all the way to the end zone. Flag, though, back near the 40-yard line where I'd expect it to be a defensive hold. But a well-executed play for Manchester, and Hayden Taylor was wide open 12 yards down the field, and nobody near him, and he really untouched. But that hold on the sideline, I think, is going to bring it back.
Yeah, still going to end up being a nice gain, and I'm sure a first down, because that hold happened 30 yards after the play. So one of those kind of unnecessary ones when you're Hayden Taylor and you're running by your man and you see him reach out. You're like, hey, quit holding him. I got this. You don't need to touch him.
Running in space, Taylor looked very fast. So that's spot of the foul penalty, I believe, and so they'll set that at the 48-yard line in Cardinal territory, and that'll be a first down for Manchester. So the touchdown won't happen, but it is a first down and a good gain for Manchester. 10:08 to go first, third quarter. 14-14 tie, but Manchester driving on their first possession of the second half.
Funny, I see the Michigan Center players out there kind of waving at the crowd, kind of getting them pumped up. But at the same time, the Michigan Center cheerleaders were singing happy birthday. So I don't know if that's the players acknowledging the birthday or just wanting the crowd pumped.
Horky hands up to McCaffrey, shrugs off a tackler. But there's another one right there to replace him. And so he gets 3 yards on the play. But a nice job by Liam Odell to come in with that secondary hit and pull him down.
That has to be at least the seventh time this game where we've had number one McCaffrey and number one Odell, the two number ones from both squads, hitting each other.
Yeah. Odell, 5'8", 155. He plays bigger than that. Second down, and they do that empty right side. Trip receivers to the left for Horky, and he's going to run right and cuts into the line. Loses his footing. He'll get about a yard, yard and a half on the play, up to the 45. Third down and 7 yards for Manchester. I think the Cardinals are starting to get hip to that play and did a good job of shutting down Horky's options. He didn't have that pitch-out option to McCaffrey because the Cardinal defender had kind of taken it away. He did a good job of making it positive yardage, though, on the play.
Horky's got some quick feet.
Yeah.
Quick, explosive runner.
He's got two backs right now, two wide receivers to his right. Goes back to pass, rolling right, looking downfield. He makes the throw, and it's just beyond the reach of the intended receiver on the play, which was Hayden Taylor. An incomplete, fourth down and 7. And I don't think we haven't seen Manchester punt today.
We haven't seen a Manchester punt, but
we don't know if they even do ever.
There's two guys that just came in. Maybe one of them are on the punt team.
It does look like Horky is back in the situation where he would punt, or it's a very deep shotgun. Snap is a little high, but he does pull it in, gets the kick away. It's going to line drive and bounce, rolls out of bounds inside the 10. Well done by Tyler Horky, and the Cardinals will have a lot of field to work with here. First and 10, Michigan Center. So both teams come up empty on their first possessions of the second half. We're still tied at 14 here in Michigan Center. Thank you to Chad Patrick, the whole crew here at Michigan Center. We love to get treated well, and they've done that for us. We got the smorgasbord. I almost feel bad that I have to talk, and I can't chew. I've got delicious caramel corn, which I'll always promote for Michigan Center. It's maybe my favorite concession food item in the entire area is the caramel corn here at Michigan Center. And I know GOC is going to be happy because I always like to bring a little back for him when I get done.
A little GOC doggy bag, if you will.
Yeah, he loves the caramel corn. Shotgun here for Olkowski as the Cardinal offense takes the field. And it looked like maybe a read option that didn't leave him an option. Olkowski running for his life a little bit, and he's going to get stopped for a loss back inside the 5-yard line. Nice job by Simon Lato for Manchester. Listed at 6'1", 260.
Yeah, Simon gets around pretty well for a big fella. We've called his name out 4 or 5 times without getting rest, too. Simon would like being up here in the booth right now, I bet, with these pork nachos.
Who wouldn't? Cardinals, second down and 11. In motion, they fake the pitch, and the give goes to Odell. Slashes up the middle, under tackler, right about the 15, where he's going to slide to a stop. Make it third down, and just 2.5 for the Cardinals. Big play, and Liam Odell showing the speed again. And I think he lost his footing a little bit and probably thinks he could have gotten a few more yards at the end of that play. Under 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Tied at 14, Cardinals with a third down and short. Manchester defense will look to make another stop. Wolkowski in the shotgun. Roebuck back there with him. Three wideouts, and the wing is Silva. Now rolling out. Wolkowski throws to Carter Wiley. Great hands as he takes a hit right at the end of the play, and that's going to move the chains for the Cardinals. Nice catch by Carter Wiley. Big target out there for Wolkowski. Wiley goes about, what, 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'3", big body, and he took a hit instantly by Ty Horkey, but I guess that's the difference between 6'3 and 5'11".
6'3", 190 for Wiley. Three wideouts again for Wolkowski. Roebuck in the backfield with him. Takes the snap. Rolling out to his left. On the run, throws across his body. Downfield for Odell. And three defenders in the neighborhood of Odell. And that's incomplete. 6:08 to go here in the third with a 14-14 tie. The Cardinals with a second and 10 from their own 24-yard line.
Yeah, quarterback Wolkowski there. That was a case, I think, where, you know, he just kind of must have had his mind made up. He was going to Odell on that because, as you said, there were three defenders draped on Odell. And that's one where maybe next year as a senior, a little more experience, you see that and kind of get through your progressions a little bit more. And
we were talking about Roger Hayward at quarterback here at Michigan Center. That was kind of his job to lose. But I got to give credit to Wolkowski. He looks like he's getting more and more comfortable at that job. Hands off to Roebuck, who gashes the defense. He's got 10 yards before he's even touched. Breaks a couple tackles and gets 12 yards. And a first down for Michigan Center. And Roebuck had been quiet up to this point. Big play by Big Cam. But yeah, Wolkowski has looked more and more comfortable as the game goes on. I really like his ability to throw on the run and to throw while rolling out to his left, which makes you throw across your body a little bit and do some different things. But yeah, he's looked good tonight and even last week at Grass Lake.
Yeah, I know. Talking to the Cardinal coaches, they really love Wolkowski's arm and said he actually can make some college-type throws, and I believe it from what we've seen these last couple games.
And we'll get a whistle before the snap, and it's a timeout for the Cardinals. Coach Allen wants to talk it over. Let's talk it over during the break here. Let's take 30 seconds with 5:32 to go in the third quarter, 14-14 tie on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at Michigan Center High School, where the Cardinals are tied with the Manchester Flying Dutch 14-14. Cardinals with the football. First and 10. After the first down run by Roebuck. Back to pass again. Wolkowski looking downfield. He's got Wiley on a run out, and it's intercepted. Overthrew his receiver. Horkey turned into the route runner on that play, and he's able to make the catch. And Manchester will take over. Deep throw, so they don't get great field position out of it, but he does have the football marked right now at the 29-yard line.
It's got to be neat for Horkey as a quarterback to kind of feel like, hey, this is what it's like to catch the ball. Horkey can do it all.
He's going to take over at quarterback for this one. 5:25 to go. Manchester with another stop. So after a couple of offensive possessions in the first half for both teams where it looked like we were worried who was going to get a stop, now it's nothing but stops so far here in our second half of football. Both quarterbacks have thrown an interception up to this point. Horkey's under center, and he gives to the fullback on the play. Number 21 is Nick Phillips, 6'1", 180 senior. He's going to drag the pile for about 5 yards on first down, second and five for Manchester from their own 34.
That's the other thing that I like to mention about small-time high school football around Jackson. It's the only place in America where you get to see, you know, 175-pound fullbacks. But tough kids that love the game.
Yeah, and it's almost as though they do have, like, thunder and lightning back there. Just a couple of a halfback and a little bit bigger halfback. Horky's throwing downfield, and it picked off. He goes up high. It looked like the intended receiver had a step on the play. It was Cody Guernsey on the play. A leaping interception by the defender on the play.
Matt Brown.
Matt Brown. I went to high school with a kid named Matt Brown. And it's the same bloodline.
I believe that's his dad, yes.
Nice play by Brown. And again, the Michigan Center defensive backs have done a nice job tonight. Keeping
Matt
that Manchester.
Make a great interception over last week against Grass Lake. Might have to get Matt in there on offense the way he's showing some hands.
4:36 to go here in the third, and Cardinals back on offense. Olkowski, you hope he has a short memory. He fakes to Roebuck, running out to the left side. He's going to get about four on the carry. Little read option, and he didn't make a good fake because I wasn't sure who had it. And he's going to get about four on the carry. Second down and six for Michigan Center.
And a good thing for Manchester, Aiden Kelly knew who had it and was there to stop Olkowski.
Warm chili on sale at the Michigan Center concession stand now. They're all ready for fall.
So again, if you're driving down South Street and you're in the mood for warm chili or an elephant ear or pork nachos, or a good fourth quarter coming.
Second down, and they make it five. And they hand it off on second down. And get about three with forward progress. And now the Manchester Dutchman moving him backwards. But Barrett Rowe, I think, got up to almost to the 45. They're not going to be as generous as I was, though.
Yeah, Barrett just flat out gang tackled by many a Dutchman.
And they'll nose the football at the 44. Third down and about three and a half for the Cardinals with 3:13 to go.
So Steve, flying Dutchman. What do you suppose, flying Dutchman?
Why they're different than regular Dutchman. The power of flight, and I don't know where it comes from. In motion is Liam O'Dell. Handoff goes to Roebuck, though. Bumble. And he dropped the football. Manchester saying they've got it. No official signal yet. A little mess up on the exchange, and Roebuck put it on the turf. And I'm waiting for an official signal.
I'll tell you what, the Manchester players think they have it, and the four guys on the Manchester bench think they have it.
If a Manchester player, there's no question it was a fumble. Because he never really even went to the ground. So I don't know what the conference is about here. But the official's talking it out, and
wow.
The Cardinals will keep it.
Wow.
Third down.
See, even the Cardinals didn't think they had it. Their offense was already off the field. And the 38 Manchester fans.
And there is the punt unit. And Wiley kicks it up to his right, bounces at the 40, goes sideways inside the 40 down to the 36-yard line. And that's where Manchester will take over.
So Manchester ends up with the ball, probably rightfully so, but lost out on about 25 yards of field position. So
2:42 to go, third quarter. We're still tied at 14. Good thing in Michigan Center, when they built this new press box, went for the metal countertops, or we might have a karate chop situation going in the Manchester coaches' booth after they didn't get that fumble.
Yeah, they're still over there shaking their heads, and I kind of don't blame them. That was a fumble. But we're gonna, as they say, sometimes ball don't lie, and it's their ball.
Should we go to the to our official. Every football broadcast now has to have a former official who knows the exact precise reason why they made the call. In this case, we don't have that opportunity. Instead, we'll just watch Manchester hand off to McCaffrey on first down with a dive play that goes for about five before he's pulled backward by the Cardinal defense. But once again, first contact happened after about 2 yards, and McCaffrey just kind of shrugs those two guys, splits them, and says, you're going to have more than two to bring you down this time.
You said GOC calls it the rugged Cascades, and these last few carries by both squads have had four or five defenders hanging on them, and it's looking rugged.
2:03 to go third quarter. We're still tied at 14. Horky under center for Manchester. I formation. And the give goes to McCaffrey, and he's got a lot of room off tackle. Great job by the fullback to lead the way. He gets past the 50, spins out of bounds at the 48-yard line in Cardinal territory, and another tough run by McCaffrey. And again, he sprung on that play. A fantastic block by Nick Phillips out of the backfield. And kudos to the offensive line for creating that hole for both of those backs to go through to spring the big play and a first down for Manchester.
Looking a little more like the Manchester of yesteryear now.
High formation. McCaffrey is the back. He takes it right side, turns it back to the middle. Four Cardinals, five, six of them now, and he still falls forward. He's going to make it 7 yards on first down. Maybe I'm a little generous. Let's call it six. Second down and about four here for the Dutch. For the Flying Dutchman, their ground game is what's impressive right now.
The running Dutchman. Maybe they'll change it.
If they haven't changed it yet, I can't imagine the future with a change.
Perhaps the off-tackle Dutchman.
Perhaps we just need to write a letter.
Strongly worded letter.
Horky under center now. And he gives to the fullback. And he clambers ahead. Look at the drive, the pile. He was stopped short of the first down marker. And then the second effort by him and his offensive line. And Manchester will move the sticks on the carry again, Nick Phillips.
Steve, I think both you and I are quick to compare it to NFL stars that we like. And I would say that was kind of Jerome Bettis.
It was a bus and several other buses. It was a fleet of buses. I noticed over here at the bus garage now, they have some a roof. Really nice. They continue to improve here at Michigan Center. I almost don't recognize the place. It's so nice these days.
That's Superintendent Brady Cook getting things done.
Harkey trying to get things done, gives to McCaffrey. He's going to fall forward to the 35 on first down. And again, the Manchester offense is able to grab 4 yards on first down. Big chunk at a time here. 14 seconds now. I think that was their final play of the third quarter. 14-14, still our tie score. But we have a Manchester team that is on the move. Let's go ahead and take a 1 minute break as the third quarter comes to an end on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 12 minutes on the clock. Our final 12 minutes in this one. Fourth quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Second and about six for Manchester. Horky hands off to McCaffrey, and he is lit up. No extra yardage to find on that one. We get a little bit of extracurricular shoving there at the end of the play. And I think the leadership of both teams kind of pulling the guys away. Glad it didn't result in the flag. It didn't need to. And they did stop, it looks like, a little bit. Third down and about seven for Manchester here.
Nice hard hit by senior Dustin Spencer. 6 foot, 245, and he used all 245.
Horky goes to the sideline, comes back with the call from head coach Mike Blumenauer. Shout out to Zach Magus, Eric Davis, Brian Kemeter, Mike Coulter, Nick Niehaus, and Dylan Nuff up here in the booth for the Manchester coaching staff. Third down play, big one for the Dutch. Rolling out to his right to throw, Horky, and it's picked off! Cameron Roebuck! Intended on the play. Braden Kazit. Cameron Roebuck picked that one off in midair, and the Cardinals get possession back.
And last week I described Cameron Roebuck because of his running style and stature as a fire hydrant with legs. I'm going to have to change it to a fire hydrant with hands. That was a nice pick right there.
He had to pull out the go-go gadget arms to get up and grab that one out of the sky.
Yeah.
Cameron Roebuck showing off his depth of skill. Shotgun now for Orlowski. The deep back on this play is Wiley. As Roebuck getting a breather in motion is Liam O'Dell. They give to Wiley, and he's able to scamper for about 3 yards. The long frame leans forward at the end of the play. And the spot goes to the Michigan Center 32.5-yard line. Second down in a long six here for the Cardinals with 10:45 to go in the game.
We have Simon Leto down for Manchester, kind of doing the old, I have a cramp in my calf stretch right now.
Well, while they stretch him out, let's take a 30-second commercial break and come back. 10:45 to go, tied at 14 on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Lettle still down on the field, but again, like you said, it looks like a cramp the way that they're treating it. And anybody who's woke up in the middle of the night, stretched the wrong way, and had one of those cramps come into their calf muscle knows it doesn't go away easy, and it does hurt. 10:45 to go, tied at 14. Let's take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water. In the SEC White at the end of three, Jackson leads Ypsilanti Lincoln 40-20. Job for the Vikings on the road, still working their way toward the playoffs. As Lado gets to his feet, and we get a smattering of applause as he makes his way to the sideline.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the UCF 6, Cincinnati 3 score to my degenerate friends over in the barn.
Another out-of-town score for Tri-County Water from Addison 62, Vandercook Lake 6. Addison's for real. There's a gambit of games coming up with Addison and Grass Lake and Grass Lake and Manchester that I'm really thinking is going to be a great end to the Cascade Conference regular season. Cardinals, second down and 6. Out of the shotgun, Olkowski pitches out to Wiley, who's looking to throw downfield. He's got a man, and it's Keegan Bennett trying to go up one-handed, and he couldn't pull it in. Mr. Smooth could have used the second hand to pull that one in. Incomplete.
Mr. Smooth, who had been watching the how to receive a football Odell Beckham tape, tried the Odell Beckham one-hander, just didn't pull it off quite the same.
Came free with his subscription to Sports Illustrated along with a football phone. He tried to go up one-handed, couldn't get it. Incomplete pass. Tricky play there with Carter Wiley on the rollout, making the throw. So they come up with a third down at about 7. And directing traffic, Olkowski. Cole Sova now is the pistol back. Wing is Liam O'Dell. They fake the pitch to him, rolling out. Under pressure, gets the throw away. Olkowski took a shot at the end of the play. None other than McCaffrey coming in there. Colin McCaffrey. Like he was shot out of a gun on that penetration. And Olkowski gets up, and he is gingerly making his way to the sideline. Fourth down, and the Cardinals will have to kick it away. Colin McCaffrey has just looked speedy and strong in everything he's done tonight, and I don't know that he's been off the field yet.
Yeah, I don't think he has. Colin, we might see him cramp up before this is over.
10:29 to go. And the kick is there. Plenty of time for Wiley to get the kick away. It's fielded at the 34 with some room to run. We get a flag in at the play where I'd expect that to be a holding call. And it looks like that's going to maybe go against Hayden Taylor.
Well, I think that was Hayden Taylor with the punt return.
Oh, no, you're right. The 12 and 13 confused me. It's Cody Guernsey who it looks like the hold might go against.
Yeah, I feel like every time Hayden gets the ball in his hands and breaks off a big play, one of his partners are getting caught with their hands on illegally.
So Manchester will take over possession with 10:18 to go in this fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Our fourth quarter sponsor, Steve Dorr and the Trojans, Jeff Punches. And, geez, we ran down the list, I think, last week of all the current Trojan staff members we could think of.
Man, Steve, this has just been kind of a crazy game as far as, you know, again, early on, just one team marched down, scored, one team marched down, scored, and they couldn't seem to get a stop. And now it's been, what, two whole quarters since our last score.
And with 10:18 to go, it's still tied at 14, and the Manchester Dutch will try to change it. Horky under center. And he'll hand off. And nice job by the Cardinals to get in the backfield. The run attempt by Nick Phillips. Cardinal defense was in there and ready to get him. And really could have brought him down for more of a loss than they did. Instead, he's going to mitigate the damage and make it second down and a long nine. And I think I've got Jacob Crush on the play.
Yeah, and it also looked like our fire hydrant buddy Cam Roebuck was in there too.
Second down. And 9.5 here for Manchester. Ball spotted on their own 28.5 yard line with 9:34 to go. We're tied at 14, and big shift on the offense here as the receivers run to the left, and now a whistle from the sideline, and that's going to be a timeout from Manchester. They'll talk it over. We'll take a break. 30 seconds, and we're back with more K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
9:28 left here in the fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. The Cardinals on defense with a second and long for the Manchester offense. Give goes to McCaffrey. He's hit, spins away from the defender, so even as it looks like he's going to take a yard loss, he's able to get back to the line of scrimmage. And then a little bit more. Let's make it third down and 8 for the Dutch after another. It's not an impressive run because he gets a yard, but it is impressive when you know that he was hit for what should have been a yard loss.
Yeah, it looked like Dustin Spencer, again, hit him 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. But there's McCaffrey. Just keep churning and churning and turn something negative into a little positive.
Under 9 minutes now to go in this game, tied at 14, Manchester. Important third down here. Two wideouts to the left for Horky. He's under center. And back rolling out. He's going to get some pressure. Gets a throwaway and caught. Kazit, the big tight end, out near midfield at the 45. The throw's a little bit behind him, so he has to slide back and catch, and he goes to the ground. If he catches that in stride, he's gonna get 40 to 50 more yards before anybody catches up to him. So Michigan Center a little fortunate on that play that it wasn't a bigger gain. First and 10 for Manchester from the 44.
And although that is true, everything you said, Horky still did do a nice job just getting rid of the ball. So I think that Cardinal pressure caused him to be a little short on that.
You are correct. In defender in his face as he makes the throw. This time there's a mistake on the exchange. And the ball gets to the turf. Horky does fall on it. But Manchester's going to lose 2 yards. And we haven't seen too many missed exchanges there. It looked like he was trying to give to Phillips, but I don't know if Phillips knew he was getting it. So Manchester will take a couple yard loss on the first down play and huddle back up with a second and 12 pending here from their own 43-yard line.
As the clock gets down to about 7:30 left in the game, you just get a sense of which team's going to make this big play. And it might be defensive play. It might be on offense. Like I said, we've seen everything tonight, so nothing's going to surprise me.
It's felt like such a stalemate recently that you're waiting for something to break. McCaffrey might try it here on the off-tackle run. He's still on his feet, stringing him out all the way to the sideline, and he won't even go out of bounds. They have to tackle him. So no gain, no loss. Third down and 12, though, for Manchester. As McCaffrey, the Cardinals have done a good job of getting into his running lanes, but he's so resilient that he just stays on his feet. And the Cardinals just have to keep sending guys at him to keep him from going beyond the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, both teams seem to just be working for everything on offense or defense.
And right now, Jackson, our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard, the Vikings 52-26 lead at Ipsy Lincoln. Seven rushing touchdowns for Dorian Riley.
Wow.
Very good player for
He's going to get his name in the paper.
He just got it on the radio. That's even more exciting. Third down and long for Manchester again, rolling out Porky. Looking to pass. Now he's going to pull down and run. Chase to the sideline. They'll pull him down. Nice tackle in the open field. Grabbed him by his sleeve and brought him down. And that's going to make it a fourth down and about six at midfield for the Dutch. Right on the, still Manchester in their own territory at about the 48-yard line. Under 6 minutes to go. Tied at 14. Does Manchester kick it away and put it on their defense's shoulders, or do they try to make something happen here on a big fourth down?
Well, three new guys came in, so 75% of their bench are in, and that looks like that means it's punting formation.
And Horky is back where he stands when he punts. But if your quarterback's the punter, I always feel like that's very open to a fake. He does kick it away up the right side, and a fair catch called for by Liam O'Dell at the 20-yard line. A Michigan center with 5:24 to go. A chance for their offense to make something happen here on homecoming night. Their offense has been kind of lackluster here in the second half, and I don't know if you can blame it all on their offense or if you need to give a nod to the Manchester defense. But really, we went from an exciting game where the offense looked like they were going to be the stars to a second half where the defense has gone back and forth. Interceptions, big third down plays. This has been fun.
Yeah, and you got to believe Manchester's lack of depth here. You know, can their defense keep it up? Because it's, again, it's a pounding of ground game by Michigan Center with also having to cover receivers. The Manchester guys got to be getting tired, and we're going to just see how well conditioned they are at this last 5:24.
Now we're waiting for fresh football from the sideline. It's down, 5:24 to go. Cardinals first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Olkowski takes the snap. He gives to Liam O'Dell coming around, gashes through. Gets into that second level, leans forward, and he's got about 8 yards on the first down carry. Shades of that, those early runs by Liam O'Dell, but he's slow to get up. Kind of a hip pointer, it looks like. And he's gonna hobble to the sideline, holding his gluteus maximus.
His end.
It's a place where he can get a Charlie horse, you know, without trying to be gross about his bum.
I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm going to let you talk.
My guess is it's something he can walk off and feel a little better and get back in there. I wouldn't count him to be out for more than a play or two. Olkowski will take the snap on the second down play. They run basically the same play, but not as speedy as O'Dell on the give there to running back number 30, Barrett Rowe. He'll be stopped, and it'll make it third down, and still about a yard for the Cardinal offense.
And I was thinking this might be Cam Robach time. You know, you need that couple tough yards, but I see Cam coming off to the sideline, too.
4:12 and the clock running, tied at 14 here in the fourth quarter. Brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. A couple of their Cascades Conference rivals duking it out tonight and tied at 14. Olkowski with four wideouts. Rowe comes in to go in motion. The handoff goes up the middle, but he's going to be stopped shy of that first down marker. didn't quite get the push at the line, and now the Cardinals with a fourth down and very short. And a decision tie for Troy Allen. He's going to leave the offense out on the field.
This is a big decision here. With 3:30 left in the game, if you don't get this, now all of a sudden a Manchester offense has kind of been sputtering, has the ball inside the 30, so huge play here.
The offense stays out. Same formation. Olkowski out of the shotgun. And maybe another time where you try to get him off, and now Olkowski will step back and get a little pooch punt. And this time, someone back to return it, and he'll fair catch it. So Manchester, after another good defensive stand, Cardinals three and out, and Manchester will get the football back on their own 42-yard line with 3:07 to go, and we'll keep it here on the coverage. I feel like we haven't taken a commercial break for a while without a score or an end of a quarter. There's no time for us to hear from our sponsors. I will mention, let's mention our qualifiers for the K105.3 Fall into Cash. Opportunity to win $1,053 here at Michigan Center tonight. We got some qualifiers: Andrew Lineberry, Glenna Cavanaugh, Alan Fagan, Linda Audi, Aileen Fox, I remember her from school, Ron Roebuck, familiar name for many out here in center, Miranda Lindsay, Christine Allithorpe, Pam Powell, and Eric Hoover, all qualified for the $1,053 prize. First and 10 for Manchester. Rolling out after play action. Horky looking downfield. He's got a man, and it's caught! And he's into the end zone! Nobody's going to catch him! Touchdown! Big play! He goes all the way. Hayden Taylor up the seam. Horky put the throw on the mark. And Taylor into the end zone. Nobody held on that play.
I saw Hayden looking around like, don't be a flag, don't be a flag.
And now the Manchester staff, Mike Blumenauer, after punting at midfield, the defense stood up, they get the football back, and they make it happen. Under 3 minutes to go, and the Cardinals now trail 20-14. They can make it 21-14 with the extra point here. As Henry Wehrle sizes it up, the kick is up, and it's good. 21-14 with under 3 minutes to go. 30-second break, and we'll be back with the kickoff. Michigan Center is going to get one more try on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Manchester has taken a 21-14 lead. And the Cardinals have one more chance to answer here on homecoming night. Deep to return, Liam Odell, Keegan Bennett. Odell's a speedster. If they can get him some blocks, he can set the Cardinals up with some good field position.
And we haven't said Mr. Smooth Keegan Bennett's name much this half, but with 2:58 to go, the Cardinals are going to have to do some of this through the air at least. So look for Keegan Bennett and Carter Wiley's name.
You open up the playbook at a time like this, a squib kick bounces, and Odell bobbles it a little bit at the 11, picks it up, and now running. Splits through a hole, stands on his feet. He bounces to the sideline. He's got a foot race up the edge. He's brought down at the 48-yard line. Hayden Taylor saves the touchdown with a tackle there. Fantastic job by Liam Odell to keep his feet after contact. He turned that from about a 20-yard kick return, into about a 50-yarder, 40-yarder. He's at the 49-yard line. Michigan Center in business with 2:47 to go.
Steve, I don't know why you see that, but a lot of times those little fumbled kicks seem to get picked up and run for a long ways, as that one did. Good run by Odell.
Olkowski in the shotgun. Low snap, picks it up, looking up to throw. He goes up the sideline, Mr. Smooth, and he catches it. He had a sure interference penalty, but he catches it anyway. Still on his feet, Bennett, up the sideline. Pushed out of bounds, running back and forth. Gets down to the 11-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. That defender was inside of his jersey, and he still found a way to get those baby bottom soft hands up to catch that pass right on the nose by Olkowski. Mr. Smooth.
Well, again, there's a player making us look like we know what we're talking about. We said we'd hear from Smooth, and we're hearing from him.
Olkowski didn't for a moment hesitate to throw that ball that way, and I think he's learned, and I feel like comfortable to know that if Keegan Bennett and Carter Wiley, to an extent, if they're in man-to-man coverage, the quarterback can confidently throw it over there and know that his guy's probably going to catch it or it'll be incomplete.
Yeah, those 50-50 balls, as they're called, seem to be more 70-30 balls if Mr. Smooth's in the area.
And a great run after catch for Keegan Bennett. Makes it first down and 10 at the 11-yard line. Olkowski rolling out right after play action. Throws to the corner of the end zone. Cole Sova got tied up. And a little miscommunication on the route. Incomplete on first down. Second and 10 for the Cardinals with 2:24 to go. Here in the fourth quarter, brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools.
I kind of like the smart play there by Braden Kazet. He was in pursuit of Olkowski and actually hit him. Probably a little bit after Olkowski actually let it go, but to make sure he didn't get the flag, he helped up Olkowski and acted like he was real sorry. And I think the officials are like, yeah, see, he's a nice guy. He didn't really hit him right.
Yeah. So, he didn't mean any harm.
That's a senior play by Braden.
Olkowski out of the shotgun. Got two receivers to his right. It's Odell. Bennett kind of a tight end in that. Olkowski rolled out. He goes down to the end zone. Just in front of the end zone. It's Carter Wiley who snags it. He's pulled down at about the 3. Carter Wiley showing the big target and the soft hands there. And they're going to put that on the 4-yard line. So with 2:05 to go on the clock running, Cardinals trail by 7. But they're knocking on the door. Third down and about 3. They can get a first down at about the 2. And then obviously the goal line's right there. First and 10 from the 4.
It's exciting. This big homecoming crowd right underneath us is starting to make a lot of noise. Players on the Michigan Center sideline encouraging them.
Shotgun for Olkowski. Keegan Bennett split way left. Olkowski will hunch down in motion. It's Roebuck. Oh. Bad snap! And Manchester's got it! Bad snap, Manchester! On the defensive penetration, Jacob Kurgan dives in. And the fumbled snap is going to seal the Cardinals' fate with 1:25 to go. Manchester football. And the wind just sucked right out of the stadium with that play.
Yeah, with 1:25 to go, the center have 2 or 3 timeouts. Do you know? I can't see on the board if it...
I think it's 2.
Yeah. So if you're center here, you're going to have to start pawn, or they...
Tight formation here for Manchester. Gibb goes to the fullback. He runs into the pile and falls forward. He's going to get about 4 on the play. And I say the fullback, that's Nick Phillips. Timeout by the Cardinals.
You could really see Phillips holding the ball with both hands over it, one over, one under it, and just the way you're taught in Pee Wee football to not let center get their mitts in there.
Thanks so much to our sponsors on the game tonight. Want to mention XL Staffing, of course. Fun live broadcast with them today for Manufacturing Day at Mackey. XCELStaffing.com. XCELStaffing.com. Online. Your premier properties, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms. They've had the hard ciders for a while, but they have some beers now out there at Meckley's for our adult beer drinking listeners here in the broadcast.
Well, just to be fair, we might have to go over and sample some of the products so that we can give honest opinions to our listeners.
As always, we'll recommend you drink responsibly. Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, our first quarter sponsor. Tri-County Water, our out-of-town scoreboard. Modern Waste Service. Second down and six for Manchester. Cardinal defense lined up. Backfield. And it's another give to the fullback. And this time, still falling forward. He's going to get past the 20 to about the 21. And still short of the first down marker. Make a third down and short. They move the sticks. This one's in the books. And the Cardinals will stop the clock again with a timeout.
Yeah, Manchester flanked a couple guys out wide to kind of spread out the Cardinal D. But I think if you're Michigan Center, you got to just sell out. You know they're going to run it. That's just window dressing. So probably leave one man out there to cover, too.
Just so they don't, lob something out there. They'll huddle it up on the field after what we believe is the final timeout.
If they hold them here and that was their final timeout, Michigan Center should get the ball back with around 20 seconds left.
Third down. Last chance for the Cardinals. Horky gives again. And he'll fall forward. He got enough. It looks like he got enough to me. And there's the signal for first down. And that's going to be all she wrote for the Michigan Center Cardinals.
Yeah.
And for a second consecutive week, Michigan Center will lose 21-14.
Yes, it is. It's going to be tough. Another tough one to swallow for those young men playing their hearts out these last 2 weeks. But as did the Manchester kids.
Oh, no doubt. And I mean, we made light of it throughout the day, but they really do have about six kids over there on the sideline. So a lot of these guys on the field played 48 minutes of football tonight, and they'll take a knee and run out the clock. Our final here at Michigan Center, 21-14. The Cardinals on homecoming night come up short against the Manchester Flying Dutchman. And tough loss for the Cardinals. We'll talk about the ramifications of the results, go over our stats, pick our player of the game tonight, and set things up for next week. 21-14 the final. 3-minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the postgame here at Michigan Center. A final score of 21-14. Manchester victorious. They'll go to 4-2 now on the season. And that makes them 4-1 in the Cascades Conference. They move on next week to a game against Hanover Horton, where they'll be favored against the Comet team. And Manchester on their way to a possible playoff berth. 4-1 in the league, so they'll be competing for the conference title. They still have a matchup with Grass Lake on the horizon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like we want to kind of crown Grass Lake. They have seemed to be the cream of the Cascades Conference, but, you know, Addison and Manchester are still going to have something to say about this, as both, I think they both have to play Grass Lake yet,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's a reckoning that's going to happen here at the end of the year in the Cascades Conference, and we're really going to find out what happens. Jackson final, 59-26 as we look at the out-of-town scoreboard update just coming in. Meanwhile, we were talking, again, Manchester now 4-2 all overall, 4-1 in the Cascades Conference with a game against Hanover Horton next week. Michigan Center, meanwhile, falls to 1-5 on the season, 1-4 in the conference, and doesn't get a ton easier for them, but they'll have a matchup that is winnable with Napoleon next week, right back here at Michigan Center High School.
Yeah, tough to do when you're a high school kid, but, you know, like you mentioned earlier, you play for pride, you play for your teammates, you know, you play for the love of playing football. So they're going to have to, as hard as this seems, put this last 2 weeks kind of behind them, and you got to play out the season.
Our player of the game tonight, it's a difficult decision, and we looked over Colin McCaffrey's way And early in the game, he was the dynamic player. He was the guy getting stuff done. But I'm going to pull a shift here, and I'm going to give it to Hayden Taylor. Game-winning touchdown reception. Huge play. He made plays on defense. He made plays all over the field, and he had a couple plays that he made that didn't quite get to have credit for in the stat book.
Yeah, he had one other 65-yard touchdown called back and another big run called back, and hey, I thought Hayden Taylor or Colin McCaffrey would be great picks. And you know the other thing, Ty Horkey, here the quarterback is a leader and had a big interception.
We're on the exact same page on that, because I wanted to say we mentioned McCaffrey and Taylor, and neither one of those really can get as far as they get without the solid play of Tyler Horkey tonight. He did throw a couple interceptions as a quarterback, but like you said, he got an interception back on the defense, and he makes that throw that leads to that touchdown run for Hayden Taylor. So Taylor gets it, but honorable mentions for McCaffrey and Horkey tonight for the victorious Manchester Flying Dutch. And I'll also shout out, we joke about it, we call him Mr. Smooth, but Keegan Bennett really was the best offensive weapon all night for Michigan Center.
Yeah, Keegan, just like the Manchester players, also played good defense as well, good in coverage again. You know, sometimes not mentioning somebody's name tells you how well they are covering, because they're just not throwing it his way. Mm-hmm. And that was Mr. Smooth, Keegan Bennett.
And additionally, I think in that third and fourth quarter even, where we felt like they didn't go to Bennett, and that's when the Michigan Center offense kind of stalled, and so they go back to him in their last chance drive, and actually were able to move the football quite a bit, only to turn it over there at the end of the drive and end up with the loss. But another valiant effort. You know, you don't get comforted to sleep at night by an effort. You stay up a little bit with the loss. It's going to put a little damper on the spirits at the homecoming dance. But Cardinals, another back-to-back nights where they're playing a team that's among the best teams in their conference, and they come up short by one score. Consecutive 21-14 losses for the Cardinals. We got to be there for both of them. Always fun to do the games here with you, Brian, and I love coming out to Michigan Center. It is my alma mater, but it's also we have a smorgasbord feast up here in the booth. We got caramel corn. We got elephant ear. We had beef and pork nachos, both. And thanks so much to the staff out here. Chad Patrick does a great job as athletic director. Love the facilities. The field looked great tonight. Good things happening here at Michigan Center Schools.
I'll see what kind of strings I can pull too, Steve. Maybe you can get in there to the dance and put that crown on one more time. See if it still fits after 21 years ago.
Everybody who came to the pregame tailgate, owes a thank you to Your Premier Properties for the foam fingers that they gave away. And I saw a few of those pointing around here in the stadium tonight. Thanks to Tri-County Water for all of our out-of-town scoreboard updates. Everybody who gets qualified for our Fall Into Cash giveaway, $1,053, we'll see you at the Hunt Club for the big finale. And get yourself a Wiley potato or any one of their very good menu items. And you can get a tall, cold one there, too, if you're of age. Again, always drink responsibly. We'll take one more break here and come back and wrap up this broadcast and set things up for where we'll be and what we'll be doing next week on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Again, our final for Michigan Center, 21-14, Manchester with the win.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes live at Michigan Center High School in the post game here. Cardinals coming up short again, as I mentioned. They'll be in action next week here again versus Napoleon. And that's a game they got to get ready for, because Napoleon's sneaky. We've seen them outlast teams. They just kind of, they're front runners. They stay ahead. They make big plays.
They do.
Michigan Center will have to rein in that passing attack and a solid solid run game from Napoleon. Manchester at home against Hanover Horton, home of the Manchester famous chicken broil they do every year. Big event out there in Manchester for a long, long time. Our next broadcast is going to be on the road out in my neck of the woods, out in Parma. Western Panthers hosting Coldwater. And that was a Coldwater team who was in a real close battle with Marshall. I don't know if we got a final on that one. But that Interstate 8 implications there as Western has managed to get through this to this point in the season with only one loss. They were 59-0 winners tonight against Battle Creek Penfield. Their offense is hitting on all cylinders, and I'll be glad to go get to see Tyler Pape throw some of those very pretty, very accurate passes that we saw a few weeks ago at Western.
Yeah, explosive offense over there. So much so, I mean, they're, you know, again, they'll just knock the lights right out of the stadium with their scoring prowess.
Something I'd never had happen before, and I expect will never happen again. I have spoken with the crew at Western, and the power has been restored out to the field.
And we're not driving to Coldwater.
No trip to Coldwater to finish that one up next Friday night here at K105.3. Of course, the pregame tailgate out on Deering Road. We'll get started at 6 o'clock, so come out there and get your Western Panther T-shirts and get signed up for a chance at $1,053 in our Fall into Cash promotion. Brian, any final thoughts on this game tonight?
Well, again, I think we've mentioned it was another great high school football game that we've gotten. Seems like weekly we get to see these games, and it's a bunch of kids that are pouring their hearts out there onto the field, and you hate to see anyone lose.
Yep.
You know, whether we're Michigan Center grads, as that's been mentioned, and obviously we kind of hate to see Center lose on a homecoming like that, but you got to tip your hat to Manchester. Those kids over there fighting, as we said, kind of thin in as far as the number of players, and just a great cascade game tonight, Steve.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch, and we're looking forward to getting Interstate 8 football in our lives next week. Congratulations again to Roger Hayward, homecoming king, and Laurel Salmon, your homecoming queen tonight here at Michigan Center. And we'll wrap it up. Thanks, big thanks again to Mike Reed back in the studios there at K105.3 with us all season long. Turning the knobs and sliding the pots and making sure that we sound as good as we can from wherever we are. And thank you to Mike. And I feel bad when we're here talking. Mike Reed loves free food more than anyone I know.
Well, Mike should be with us today.
I wish he was, because I know we're here feasting on this. He's happily drinking chocolate milk and eating chocolate donuts back at the studio. And he'll be looking forward to his finally getting the punch off the clock and go and enjoy himself tonight. So thank you to Mike all season long. I really do appreciate the effort back there making us sound as good as possible. And thank you to you, Brian. And, you know, we said it was some kind of pull that I had up here, but I have a feeling that you have some connections that got us fed at this high level tonight, and appreciate it out here at Michigan Center. And we're done for tonight. I almost don't want to. I don't want to go. The lights are stunned. We're all here by ourselves. You want to go throw some passes out of the field?
We might still have time for a little run and catch.
A little throw and catch. So we'll see if we can make that happen, or if Chad Patrick's going to kick us out of here. But that's it for Michigan Center tonight. We'll talk to you next week on K105.3.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy's Game of the Week right here on K105.3. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, County National Bank, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, XL Staffing, Able Heating and Cooling, Over the Edge, The Hunt Club, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Hill's Heart of the Lakes Golf Course, Your Premier Properties, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, Brembo, Andy's Pizza, The Restore, Double Chiropractic, Trips Auto Shop, and Trips Ceramic Pro, East Jackson Community Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab, Penn Chiropractic, Midwest Vehicle Group, Tri-County Water, and Modern Waste. We now return you to regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.